Two-Toed Tom asked me the other day, why in holy hell do I write these stories? Live in the moment, Skeeter, he advised. Let the past be the past. Two-Toed is a disciple of Be Here Now, living in the eternal moment. I can make the argument, and I do, that I'm just allowing the past to live alongside the present, but TT isn't buying. To him, the past isn't prologue, it's just prolonged, at least by guys like me. He's got a point. But I long ago stopped looking for enlightenment. The world is a mystery to me, and so be it. I guess I have a fondness, though, for what came before. I keep my old shack, I preserve my old stories. I figure nobody much cares, but history means something to me. Newcomers to the South End see the misses of me now as old-timers, anachronistic pioneers on an island where the pioneers vanished long ago. Who cares who lived in the old Neshi house? Who cares if the little building south of us was the Buckland store? Who gives a damn if Bernie Road was named after Bernie Dahlman and Dahlman Road was too? The man is dead and gone, and so what if his kinfolks are still here? It's not like he was a famous war hero, just a name on some road signs to the newcomers. But there are ghosts among us. There are, I tell Two-Toke after the third or fourth, ripples in the continuum. Toss a stone in the pond, and it eventually comes back. Tom smiles his Cheshire Cat smile and chuckles from across his kitchen table. We go back a long ways, Tom and me. We go back to when we both first came to the South End, two drifters looking for a future. I guess Tom found the present. Me too, I found that. Time is a great trickster is what I think. But Tom and I both found what we were looking for, we just took different paths to getting there. Two-Toke says, late in another evening, I do read your stories, man. I give him my Cheshire grin. I know you do, Tom. I write them for you, so you won't forget. Tom's eyes twinkle. They've grown so moist, and the light from them is like stars light years away. No telling how long ago, just a sparkle that arrives right now. You're a crack-up, he says in a voice I've heard before, a voice not so very far away.